I know it's a bit awkward to call the both of you into my office, but I felt that I needed to address this before things developed any further.
Whoa, whoa, whoa! This sounds like we're in trouble. Are you firing us?
No. The two of you are not getting fired. In fact, you two are, my best employees here. You get assignments in before deadlines and even volunteer to do extra work, and...
Oh, this is about a well-deserved raise for the both of us. High five me, dude!
No, can you please let me finish?
Then stop beating around the bush and spit it out. I want you to beat my bush later.
I can hear you. See? That's why I had to call you into my office. Everyone is hearing you two make sexual innuendos and comments all day. Everyone is feeling a bit uncomfortable around you two.
Boss, I think you're exaggerating. We definitely don't broadcast the fun we've been having, but yeah, if it's out in the open now. Sure, we've been fucking, but not during work hours.
Now, that's a lie. One big, fat lie. You two have been having relations in the private bathroom in the corner of the building.
Say what? No, we haven't been doing that. We're model employees. We wouldn't be...
Oh, fuck yes. Give it to me, baby. Give it to me, baby. Oh, that's the chorus to Pretty Fly for a white guy. Don't worry, baby. No one comes in this corner of the building. We can fucking be loud and dirty. Do you want to come? Oh, we have to get back to work soon. Did you pull out your phone? Are you gonna scroll hotties and fuck me? Oh, you're such a dirty pervert. Do my Silver Surfer impression again? Okay. I herald his beginning. I herald your end. I herald Galactus! Fuck me, Galactus! Fuck me! Fuck me!
I'm sorry. I don't know why I played so much of that just now.
Yeah, that was definitely a lot of audio. Hot audio. That would definitely make a killing on some Reddit subs I listen to. But that was definitely not us.
Are you sure?
Oh, fuck your work life. Give me that big dick, baby. I love working here and fucking you. Do you love the red stockings I'm wearing today? Yeah, no one else wears these. I look so special and unique. Oh, fuck. I fucking love standing out. No one dresses sexy like me. Not even our stupid, prude boss. She wishes she was sexy like me, but she can't pull it off. She's just a fucking cunt.
Stop the tape! Just stop it. Jeez, our virgin ears. Wait, how do you even have that recording? Did you literally stand outside that bathroom and record those two horny, sexy office workers enjoying consensual, harmless sex during their break?
Well, I needed evidence to confront you two on the inappropriate behavior you're having at the office.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't just... You really have a minute of tape? Wouldn't a minute just suffice, but the whole thing?
That's true. Just maybe a minute would, but I needed hard evidence it was you two.
One, if it was us two having amazing sex during our break in a place no one really goes, and we are your best workers, what's the harm? Two, the woman you have in that recording, she moans like this. Oh, yes. And I don't moan like that. I moan like this. Oh, God, yes. Oh, yeah. Fuck. Uh-huh. Yes. Come on, Daddy.
Enough. You damn well know it's the two of you. Stop treating me like I'm some naive idiot. You're both disgusting perverts, and it needs to stop.
Or what? If we were really in trouble, you'd have reported us to HR already. You don't want us in trouble because we've saved your ass countless of times, but if it was us, and we haven't admitted that it was, you wanted to stop for some secret reason that you're not telling us?
What? No. I'm your supervisor, and I need to keep this environment professional. I need to stay professional.
Do you think she's a closeted perv?
Stop that! Stop whispering to each other! This office is not your sex playground. I won't stand for it.
Yeah, because she'll be on her knees, am I right? Oh, boss, you completely remind me of my work hubby over here. He was so tense and frustrated so easily. And then I sat on his lap and taught him how to relax.
Ugh, you're disgusting. This is a place for work, not perverse fantasies.
Not perverse fantasies, nah.
Do you even hear yourself, boss? You just need a proper fuck.
No, that's absurd. I need no such thing.
Hubby will gladly fuck your brains out.
He would?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, no. I absolutely don't need sex at my workplace from a handsome man with a big, so big. Excuse me, I seem to be a bit tired.
Or are you staring at his bulge? You're right, it's very, very big.
So big.
Do you want to see it? I'm sure he'll show you if you ask nicely.
No. He's a good employee. He doesn't do bad things like that.
Not anymore. I transformed him. I unlocked the dirty perv inside of him. He used to be a goody-goody suck-up virgin, but now he's a beast in the sack.
A beast?
Oh, yeah. Why do you think I love calling him my work husband? He fucks so good, I need to put a ring on his finger. Let me get closer to you and tell you something. He really wants to fuck you so badly.
He does?
Mm-hmm. Remember all those times he would suck up to you? It's because he had a little crush on you. Now that he's not that shy loser anymore, he's been begging me to find a way to fuck you.
You're lying. You're just messing with my head, trying to corrupt me. Why are you both laughing at me?
Because that's exactly what we're doing. You need to loosen up. You're so stressed about all those stupid employees asking you for assistance.
They are so dumb. I hate them.
Yeah, and your best employees are the ones that make your life so easy. And those same employees are fucking and having a blast. And you're jealous.
Wait, no, that's not it.
Drop 'em, baby.
Holy shit!
Now stroke it for her.
This is so wrong. You both could be fired for this.
Then fire us! In fact, we'll make it easy for you. It's us on the recording. We were fucking and sucking up a storm in that bathroom. We clean up our mess, but if you turn on a black light, oh baby, it's gonna look like a bomb went off in there.
Why do you call him Galactus?
One, do you see his package? And two, when I say Silver Surfer lines, his cock twitches.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You want to try it? Google some lines and see if I'm lying.
Okay. But only for evidence that you two are the ones on the tape.
Whatever you say, boss.
Oh. She's all silver. How appealing.
Right? So fucking hot.
Your planet is now marked for death. Your world will be consumed by the Devourer. There is nothing you can do to stop him, for he is a universal force.
It gets him going every single time.
Those groans. Just from words?
Yep. 'Cause he loves to jerk off to porn. but save for work stuff too, so he can edge at his work desk and slack off like I taught him.
You're fucking evil.
But you want more, don't you?
Yes. What else does he like?
Professional wrestling hotties. Show him a picture of... Tatum Paxley.
Here. Do you like that?
Yep. Goth muscle mommies are undefeated.
This is quite fun. It's like I'm controlling him.
Only room for one boss of that cock, and it's me. Plus, you need to loosen up more if you really want to have fun with us.
Oh, please. I want to have fun. Please?
Okay, spread those legs of yours.
Yes.
Good girl. Oh, you're not wearing panties. Oh, but we are going to have to rip the hole in those pantyhose you got on. Sorry. Next time wear thigh highs because it's easier to do this.
Oh, so good.
Look at her. She's a fucking perv like us, dude. I bet she's been noticing all the teasing we've been doing to each other.
How you play footsie at team meetings. How you rub his massive bulge and make his eyes roll back. It's so fucking dirty.
So you were jealous.
Yes. Fuck yes, so jealous. Don't stop. I just recorded you two for evidence, but it made me so fucking wet. I've been listening to it over and over and over.
Oh, yeah?
Then I started masturbating to it.
Dirty fucking slut.
Oh, God. Oh, I'm coming. I'm coming.
There we go. Let me taste you off of my fingers, boss.
Oh, fuck.
Corruption tastes so fucking sweet.
It's even worse than that. I'm an animal. I've been such a good girl for so long, but I can't hold back any longer. Now give me that delicious dick of yours.
Whoa, you weren't lying. So you're not really a prude, you're just a massive slut trying to control herself. Damn, now I know I wasn't making it easy with how we flaunted all that sexual energy. Dude, how are you going to go into office porn now? This is way hotter than anything we've ever watched.
We could corrupt a third girl and give this big dick a harem.
Whoa, you are a freak. That is a good idea, especially if she was a real tight ass. Even more than you were, boss. Maybe someone like the office Karen?
Cynthia!
I love the way you think, boss. It makes me so fucking wet. I'm just going to enjoy this live-action porn in front of me. See? Thigh highs have easier access. Margaret Qualley as Sue from The Substance. So fucking hot.
I love that movie.
He likes it too. Fuck, I love when he groans.
You really are an amazing multitasker.
Yeah, I just gotta clean up your keyboard after. I'm getting my juices all over it. Well, not me, because, you know, it's not my keyboard, so you'll have to clean it up yourself.
Oh, why is it so fucking hot?
Damn, we're a pervy team. Speaking of pervy teams, Dallas Cowboy, cheerleaders. It feels so good to be bad. Fuck! Those Daisy Dukes in white boots. Oh, speaking of Daisy Dukes. Daisy Duke, Dukes of Hazzard. Jessica Simpson, Catherine Bach, and my favorite, the lesser known April Scott from the prequel. Daisy used to be a shy nerd, then learned how to dress in short shorts and get her fucking man. Reminds me of me. Maybe my story needs a prequel. Am I breaking the fourth wall? I'm thinking way too much. Hubby, come fuck this pussy.
Aww.
Sorry, boss, but you need to share. Plus, it helps me think of how we can corrupt Cynthia.
Maybe start sending innocent subliminal messages to her.
Tell me more about this, boss.
Galactus over here could start helping her with assignments and pretend you two had a fight.
Oh, fun! Oh, God, yes.
Then I could compliment their work, and they spend more time together.
Then he makes his move!
Yes! Fucks her brains out, but we record it on video.
Oh, you devious supervisor!
Blackmail her into a foursome.
Yes! Yes! I absolutely love it! Reward her, baby! Stop fucking me and fuck her doggy style!
Oh, yes. Please, please, give me... I needed this. Oh, fuck. Fuck me, Jim.
Michaela! No using your real names! Are you trying to get sued? Now that's definitely breaking the fourth wall.
Oh, I'm sorry, Pam. Shit, I did it again. It's hard to think straight. His dick is so good. Is Daddy okay? Daddy. I love this dick, Daddy. Keep fucking me.
You heard her. Keep fucking her. Don't hold back either. She's a dirty fucking slut.
I'm a dirty fucking slut.
Tell him how much you loved how he would suck up to you.
I fucking loved the attention. He was so innocent back then. I had fantasies of corrupting him, but I kept fighting the urge.
Then I came along.
I was so fucking pissed. You lived my fantasy. You corrupted him and turned him into...
Fuck machine? Yeah, good luck getting any work done after he makes you comb your brains out.
Oh, Daddy.
Yeah, the trick is to not comb until after you've gotten all your work done. Fuck her. Make her comb so hard she takes a nap on her desk. Don't stop. Do it. Come on. Make her see stars.
Don't stop. Make me come. Make me... holy shit, I can't feel my legs. Oh, fuck. I'm just gonna stay here for a second and rest.
Legs, ZZ Top, great song. Some hotties there. Did you come, by the way, hubby? Perfect. Fuck me as I Google hotties. And she's out cold. Dude, we are going to run this company. I know, right? We're the slackers here, too. Now give me that dick. Just like the first time, baby. But deep penetration this time. Oh, speaking of legs, you know who has the best pair? Stacy Keebler? Hot, right? Or how about Melinda Clark in
Spawn!